the Entrepreneur music video, which is way better than like
the song.
Watching the video is way better than like the song. Like watching the video is shot like, you know how Discover's doing it, like, we're cutting big checks to black people.
Yeah. That's
basically the music.
Yeah.
The musical version of that.
I definitely enjoyed the video.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I should watch it. I definitely,
the black people that got the checks.
Yes.
I did not listen to that song though. I listened to like maybe the first 40 seconds, like 30 seconds of it. Pharrell starts singing. I was just like, this shit trash. All right, that's it.
But this isn't Happy Part 2 at all.
And honestly, the only reason why it got that 30 seconds is because Apple Music did some mistake where the Nas album wasn't out at midnight. It was out at like 12:30.
Oh,
that was Jay-Z that did that.
Wait. How's Apple Music on color people time? What is it?
So only for Nas's album.
Yeah, I went there and it said release date was August 23rd. I was like, how y'all fuck this up? How y'all fuck
this up? That's 3 days. That's what, two, three days off.
Yeah, but then like they was on top of the shit. Nas called somebody yelling like fucking
in a loud, nigga, in get a loud shit. Raspy voice.
Taylor Swift album came out on time.
Yeah, of course.
Why do you know that, Lewis?
Yeah, I'm like,
why is that a thing? Why are you abreast on the news, Taylor?
You're not up on a new Tay Tay? You're not up on a new Tay Tay?
Did you hear?
Long back ass.
Oh no, I'm not gonna say it now because you're recording now.
Are we recording?
We are.
Yeah, but I'm just because like the last two podcasts, I recorded Matt later and mismatched it, so I'm just going to record the whole thing now.
I'm going to miss you if you keep this up, Lewis.
But as long as Lewis is still eating while we're talking, I'm assuming none of that shit is making it in.
Yeah, no. we're just wrapping up right now.
You're good to go, James.
So you can say monkey nuts.
You can still say that in the podcast. All right.
Why couldn't you say monkey nuts before?
Yeah, because I don't want Lou to leave that in there.
Yo, let me say something. I had gone out. we did the podcast yesterday at like 8 o'clock, and then I had to like rush and go out. I was out all day, came home, and I was like, on my my original plan was just like, I'm gonna come home and then I'm gonna edit the blurred pod.
Mm-hmm.
Five bottles of wine later, I was just like, podcast. I was like, I'll do it in the morning.
He said, and podcast?
I set the alarm. I was like, I'm going to wake up at 6:45. But the alarm was for 6:45 p.m. The shit just went off. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, what day is this?
Who's president?
Yeah, who's president? Nixon. Wait a minute.
How long was that nap?
Yo, this is real.
Negatives.
But I woke up this morning. No, actually, on the way, James is like, yo. He made
this
like
nigga Lou's eating Chinese food and pizza at the same time. I just wanted to point that out. I just need everyone to see that.
You eating pizza?
he's about to lie.
He was definitely eating sesame chicken.
No,
2 seconds ago, and now he's eating a slice.
He's got lo mein on a pepperoni slice.
He's eating a Sicilian Fu Young over there.
No, what I was eating before, that was Wing Street.
Wing Street?
You got pizza from a place called Wing
Happy
Street?
Birthday.
What? Are you having a stroke?
Yo. Wing Street. Does Flavor Flav own Wing Street?
They just randomly yelling out happy birthday.
They only sell food in...
He sounded like Nas on that Justin Timberlake song. Justin Bieber, whatever. I don't know.
My sister's leaving and it's her birthday, so I just yelled out happy birthday.
Wait, your sister?
Yeah.
Wait, so you didn't tell her happy birthday the whole day?
Yeah.
No, I just, the fourth time I said it.
Now, why are you sweating, son? What's on that pizza?
I was eating hot wings.
Interrogation is getting to him.
Pizza has wings, and the wings are called Wing Street. I'm not bullshitting.
Oh, okay.
Why is it round? Why is your pizza? They gave you never ordered wings from Pizza Hut? Round container?
Have you never ordered wings from Pizza Hut?
Wait, the wings from Pizza Hut are called Wing Street?
Yeah, and they come in a round container. I'm not crazy.
Could have just said Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Wing Street is like a... It's like an ass ghetto business. It's just Pizza Hut, a franchise ghetto business.
I thought it was an off-brand Wingstop.
Yeah. Wing Street.
Off-brand Wingstop.
Nah, y'all ever had Chicken Boulevard?
Fire.
It's all MLK.
Son. Chicken Boulevard sounds trash.
Yo. On a boulevard, you want to be at 3 a.m.
Done.
Oh, man. Open 20. Open 23 hours. And it's just like, why? And it's just like,
They close at midnight.
Yeah, I would change over.
Yeah, we got to close during peak hours so we can restock on chicken. We have a horrible business model. You don't want to see it.
They close during peak hours.
Wow.
We got to keep that. When we started making fun of Lewis, keep all of that.
No, yeah. That's great.
This nigga Chris I'm so hard at that. I'm so offended.
I like puns. He's never open during peak hours. Oh, man. We should get James to produce a children's show, then cancel it.
Yo, bro, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
I will block you.
No, don't cancel it for him.
Yeah. James about to ruin the youth.
How about the youth them?
The youth them.
Yo, Marcel's going to score it, right, Marcel?
I mean, I'll take a check.
Marcel's going to score it, right? He'll give it a 6.
That's way too high.
Wow. Out of 30.
Wow.
6 out of 30.
Chris ain't seen my podcast vitamins.
Yo, what? One man said he's taking podcast vitamins.
Gotta take the podcast vitamins.
He needs minerals to speak.
Yeah, podcast vitamins, nigga.
Don't be taking dick pills on the pod. What is wrong with you? What?
You podcast hard, you think better. So,
what? That's a wild slogan.
So you blue chew.
Yeah,
word. It comes with a Lewis School of Podcasting.
Wait.
I'm gonna report that school.
Lewis, if you were a Pokemon, would you be Blue Chew?
Blue Chew, look at that.
Now he'd be Platano.
Pokemon is just me standing there. Blue Chew! With the Wild Woody.
Ew. Lewis set his tail in the front.
Yo, that's your that's your Pokemon name, Wild Woody.
When the Wild Woody appears.
Oh, man. That didn't come with y'all Toy Story set? You didn't get the Wild Woody?
Yeah, I ain't come
with just a dick with a hat on. It's just a dick with one cowboy boot at the base.
They'll show you a snake in your boots.
Yeah. My snake is the boot. You're like, wait, what?
Yo, this is getting nasty.
Oh,
and I like it.
Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. God damn. What episode is this? Because I've been gone for, 3 weeks?
This might be 103. Is this 103? Thug 103?
103.5 KTU. Mm-hmm.
Isn't this 102?
Is it?
Oh, shit. 102.7 Light FM.
Don't listen to me. I don't know what number episode this is.
I don't know. I wasn't here last week. I heard y'all talking about roller coasters.
Oh, yeah. Marcel's right.
It's 102?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's up, guys? As always,
I'm the captain
homeboy. Oh, yes, you got it? Yo, do your thing, cuz. I mean to step on your intro.
I care for it. Captain Marcel Phillips doesn't sound too bad.
Captain Foo Phillips.
Foo Phillips. Phillips. From Fushnicken Street.
I like
that. He definitely sounds like he came from the 90s.
Yeah. Foo Phillips, yeah. I bang with that. But, Chris, James, Lou, Foo.
Getting back together. I haven't seen Chris for 3 weeks.
Yo, word. That's what I was saying. It felt like 3 weeks. I have lost all concept of time with producing, marketing, and all that stuff. Pod Call Blurred, whatever. New episodes every Monday.
Nigga got on every hat over there.
Yeah, man. That shit is work. And now regular work is starting to pick back up. So now I'm trying to avoid doing real work to do the work that I wanted.
Yeah, Chris got regular work and irregular work. That's wild.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, man. It's a lot, but it's good to be back, man. What's up? How's everybody doing?
No, man. We here. We alive. We in the building.
What y'all talk about last week?
Everything.
Yeah, just this episode's podcast is y'all just telling me what you did on last week's podcast.
Okay. So, yeah. So, basically, what we did was...
I hate it. Bye.
It was a filler episode.
Exit.
It was
Zoom.
Definitely a filler episode.
It was definitely...
That sounds dirty when Lewis says it. I don't like that. That was... Report.
Uh-huh. Just don't let that episode fill you, son.
Yeah. So anyway, yesterday I had gone to this vineyard with my girlfriend and two of my friends out in Long Island.
Yeah, like, Chris went to the yard.
But it was like deep. It was like deep Long Island. It was cool. It was fun. There's no like no crazy story, no nothing. It was just like a really nice time. And I was just like, yo, dog.
Chris's blood pressure was regular.
Regular, man. Wow. I mean, on the outside, on the inside, I don't know if wine raises your blood pressure, but we tried everything. We had like five bottles. It was great. It was awesome. And now we want to plan like another trip. For like the first weekend of September, I think she said, like the 5th. And we wanted to rent a limo.
Oh,
and then all go out there and split it. So if that's a Saturday, if y'all want to do it, let me know. I don't know.
You know I'm down for some Pinot. Pause.
Yeah. I'm down.
out of all the wines.
But that's our favorite wine. Sure. Yeah. That's our favorite wine, so listen, I had to say it. And then when I said it, I was like, fuck.
Lou's been recovering because a couple weeks ago, the run Lou was on.
It was last week, nigga.
It was last week. The run Lou was on was crazy. Like,
word?
Yo.
That's not for the audience, no.
I can't remember.
Nah, you said some like wild, questionable shit, and I'm never going to look at you the same. That's all I'm saying.
Damn. What was the shit you said in the studio?
I forgot what I said in the studio.
Damn it. That was the wildest one. I wish I wrote it down.
What? You just writing down things Lewis says? Okay. Yep,
I'm just assuming he yelled racial slurs at Ant, and that's it.
Wow. Yikes.
It was something about somebody having him on his knees. That's what it was. I can't remember.
Yeah. If it comes to me, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Now you can I guess I don't. I hate it here. I just want everyone to know that.
So do I.
None of this is me. I hate it. I do not support any of this.
Let's just fast forward to the vineyard.
Yeah. Nah, but it was cool. Like I've honestly never done like adult shit like that, where it was just like, I've actually never seen a vineyard. Like to be honest,
me neither.
It's literally just coins. Yeah, it's just acres and acres of like grapes. And it's just like, all right, this makes sense. But then I was also like, so at nighttime, just like who watches the grapes? Because it's a lot of grapes to keep watch of. So what do you do about that? And no one had an answer for me. So
you're trying to like plan a covert mission to steal the grapes, nigga?
I'm with you.
Man, you trying to?
It's coming from the dude that was stealing apples. Like, what's the difference?
Oh, first of all,
that episode got deleted mysteriously. I don't know what you're talking about.
I forgot Lewis did stuff his flannel full of apples.
Wow. Niggas was like, is that apples or are you just happy to see me?
Because if you're trying to plan a covert mission, let me know, nigga.
Yo, where are you? I'm trying to start a wine business.
All right, Homebody Vineyard?
With stolen grapes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yo, that sounds on brand.
Homebody Vineyard sounds like a vibe.
Yo, Jesus and Nero. Homebody
sounds lazy as fuck.
I just saw, the wine will get you lazy. By the way, I'm putting edibles inside the wine.
Oh, woo. Shit.
Yo, my neck. Oh, damn.
I would like to be general manager of that vineyard.
Yo, you got it, dog.
Thank you.
His business is failing.
Yo, 1,000%. But we're going to have fun going down.
Yeah, hey. We will.
Oh, tons That's of true. Fun.
We're going to have a great time.
Oh, man. But speaking of like businesses and all that stuff, Oddfellows NYC, which is just like a creamery, I guess, in Brooklyn. That's what she said. teamed up with like the Bodega Boys, and they have like their own line of ice cream coming out. That's on the 28th. On the 28th, buying all the flavors.
I feel like they got wild names, and I
Gonna read them to you. Yes. I'm right here.
Please tell me there's a Bugatti one.
No, there's like some of them like make sense, and then others are just like, I wonder what that's like. One of them is what is it? Sweet tea and lemonade. So it's just like, oh, all right, cool. That's interesting. Another one is Chico Sticks. It looks like it's gonna be like cinnamony. That could be fire. Another one is Host of Cupcakes, which is hilarious because it's a hostess cupcake on it. So, but like for obvious, like legal reasons. The brand. Then we have Budget Breakfast, which is really just like coffee and a coffee cake. Oh. So it's just like, all right.
So it's gonna be like a sausage egg and cheese ice cream.
Then we got then we got bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, there you go. You went for all. Right.
That's actually a thing.
Wow. Oh.
That's the first one I'm buying.
I gotta try bacon, egg, and cheese.
You gotta try it? You have to?
I do have to. Are there chunks of egg in it?
And then we got Bodega yes. Counter
Crunch. That got you more excited, the chunks of eggs? What was it?
You said Bodega?
Bodega Counter Crunch.
Oh, because you said Bodega with the hard R. I'm like...
with the hard R.
You from Alabama, nigga?
Nah, but Alabama. Bodega. Bodega.
What else do you say with the hard R, Chris?
He made me sound like one of the Jersey Cash... Jersey Shore cast members. Yep.
Diener.
Where
are you going to be able to get these, like you said?
Or I'll send you guys the links, but it says Oddfellows NYC.
Okay.
But it also says available in stores and shipping nationwide on their website. So oddfellowsnyc.com. So I guess when it drops, they'll have a listing of stores. Key Food, C-Town, 1000% going to have them. I just feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Western
Beef, definitely.
Yeah. And then it said a portion of all proceeds goes to Legal Aid NYC. So if you buy some ice cream, help some niggas get out of jail.
Okay. That's easy.
Avoid the booking, beloved.
Yeah, word. Okay. But yeah, I just thought that was dope. I saw that like
that's pretty dope.
3 hours ago. Oh. Yeah, so shout out to them for that.
Oddfellows NYC. I look at the description of this podcast too.
Oddfellows NYC. Yeah, that's us. We're odd. We're fellows.
We're fellows. We're NYC.
We're odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're CYN.
You are all of these things.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to pull up this docket. Let's get down to business. Because Marcel got
docket in my pocket. Docket in my pocket. Docket in my pocket. Hey.
So anyway, on here, Lewis has put from Variety, Powerpuff Girls live action series in development at CW.
I'm in.
Yep.
Sign me up. It's probably going to be a bunch of bullshit, but I would like to see what that would be like. Also, remember that episode of the Powerpuff Girls when those three grown men bank robbers dressed up as the Powerpuff Girls
and had
the mascot heads? I just wanted to be that.
Mad, muscular, and hairy and shit.
You know Gene's got to audition for one of those.
Girls. Oh, you know, if I go, man. We all going.
Oh, nah, we got to do that. We got to do that for like Halloween when the world opens up back.
Like we got to have Lewis, like our ball piece hair showing.
Mojo Jojo.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, Lewis got the biggest head. You got to be Mojo Jojo.
Who's him?
That name sounds Spanish, so I'll go with it.
Yeah. Ja 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 ja.
Ja 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 ja.
Mojo ja ja.
Mojo ja ja. Wait, and Mojo Jojo does wear white boots. White
pony. You gotta bust out the white Chelsea's for that. Bust out the white Chelsea's.
Mahon ja ja.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
That's the name of the episode. Mahon Jaja. Ja.
I'm putting. I gotta do a new shirt with Mojo Jojo. He got two slits in his eyebrow.
Trying to wild out
fade.
Oh man,
I'm with that.
How your hat faded?
We gotta do. Somebody gotta do like a Denbo remix to the Powerpuff Girls theme song.
I'm pretty sure that exists somewhere.
Nah, I'm with it. Let's do it.
A Jersey Club remix or something. Hell actually, that one probably exists. I'll believe that one. It says in the updated version of the series, the titular superheroes also don't call them titular. I don't even know what that means. Keep the tits.
Yeah. Nope.
You keep the tits over there.
Well, if you keep reading.
Superheroes are now disillusioned 20-somethings who resent having lost their childhood to crime fighting. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Will they agree to reunite now that the world needs them more than ever? So they just have like Arrested Development. Mm-hmm. Like, basically, wow. The project hails from writers and executive producers Heather Reginier and Diablo Cody.
Diablo?
Who named their child Diablo and then their last name is Cody? That don't make no sense.
That's 100%.
Cody Diablo sounds like a porn name, though.
It definitely does.
It definitely does. And you don't want to work with that nigga. He burning.
Oops. You got it. Diablo. All right. This is part of the Berlanti verse. So you know I need the
Not everyone needs a verse.
No, but the Berlanti verse has been a thing. Like that's been a thing for like 6 years.
But like
so throw them in there. Next
everybody needs a verse.
Next DC TV crossover, I need the Flash.
I need a verse. And Powerpuff Girls.
And Powerpuff Girls, yep. Actually, you know what? I just want to see what Fuzzy Lumpkins looks like. Fucking hick. Like, yeah. like for like that and the Snake Gang, you got to make them real people. I what I should have said is like, I want to see what this universe looks like. You remember how in like Batman Beyond, they had just like hybrid people. Like, give me that in the Powerpuff Girls, because they had like people that were like half snake, half thing. Him was a crab, right? He was crabs.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
I think it was like a lobster.
A lobster?
Or some shit. I don't know.
So he was a crustacean.
He had the claws.
Pincers.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah. But that's who I'm most interested to see how they
him
do. Yeah.
Him. Oh, he's gonna be such a sassy bitch.
Him's clearly the best character on that show.
I'm buying.
Anytime him popped up, it was a good episode to me.
He was just a bad bitch. He was just. Yeah. And he also had no furniture, so he was like a bad bitch. He was just
sleeping on the floor, just posting selfies.
Yeah. He checked all boxes. That's crazy. Only
he'll check the boxes. All right.
Yeah, he had the fuzzy scarf joint. Remember?
Yep.
And he was always glowing, like he had little twinkles anytime you saw him. He was the only person who got like the slow motion cam. Oh yep. Man, I can't wait. Oh, when I want to see that.
I don't know, but I want to see that. I want to see more JoJo. And you think they're gonna keep the pervy mayor?
Yeah. No. Ooh. They're gonna have the mayor pervert.
He's gonna play his assistant.
Damn.
Though.
You never saw the assistant's face. I want that. Keep that.
She was bad.
It's just Stacey Keebler. Because all we care about are the legs anyway.
I'll take it.
Legs. I don't even know who that is, but sure. Legs.
Legs.
I just threw that out there for James and Lou because they expressed to me how much they love Stacey Keebler last week.
Back in the day. Back in the day.
Shit, maybe to this day.
Maybe to this day.
To this day.
Okay, so the... So the Regineer lady is currently under an overall deal with Warner Brothers Television. Her past credits include the recent Veronica Mars revival, Smilf. I don't know what that is.
It's a Showtime show.
Okay. Oh, yeah? iZombie, Fallen Skies, and Sleepy Hollow. As far as Cody goes, he wrote Juno.
That's a good credit.
He was also part of Jennifer's Body. Remember that one when
went on to become a cult classic.
Yeah,
it did. It's got like a huge fucking fan base.
Is it because of Megan Fox or is it because it was
the message? What's her face? And then like just like the movie itself. Megan Fox is trash.
Amanda
Seyfried.
There you go. That was her. What's she doing now? Is she in her 40s? It has to be, right?
Definitely not. She was only slightly older than us.
Yeah, I don't think she's in her 40s. You gotta be like late 30s. Maybe mid-30s.
Who was that? What's her name? Amanda Seyfried.
I think it's S-E-I. Nope,
it looked up. Yeah, S-E-Y. 34. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Mid-30s. Good for her. Yeah, she's cool. So, I like her.
Yeah. She's 4 years older than me, 17 years younger than me.
Okay. That's a good number.
Okay, you know what?
Take a vitamin before you hurt yourself, man.
Yeah.
It is. Just take one right now.
When that retirement payment kick in, we'll see who's laughing.
The doctor that got to revive you. What?
You think he's trying to kill you off, yo?
It's crazy. What? You look good for 42.
I look good for 42. Oh, you think you only 42?
I was being nice. I was lying about your age, man. Chill.
But yeah, shout out to this. This is a nice little gem.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to.
I'm interested in it just because it's such a weird idea that I'm just like, this sounds like if it works, it'll be great. If it doesn't work, I'll just continue with my life. Like,
I really want to see the whole cast badly. Like, I want to see.
Yeah. So there's actually the original ran for 6 seasons, 78 episodes from 98 to 2005. And then, plus the movie that they had in 02, but that was like a TV movie, which didn't really count. That was three episodes of commercials. Though.
But then they revived it like late like
2016 they revived it. Oh, and there was a black Powerpuff Girl too. She was like 5'10". She had like blue hair. It was just Megan Thee Stallion was on Powerpuff Girls.
Okay. Shout out to Megan.
Yeah. Yo, word. Shout out to Megan. I haven't watched the reboot and all that stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not opposed to it. I don't hate it.
I assume the animation is weird. Have y'all noticed that like the animation, like anytime they rebooted anything that we used to like when we were younger, the animation style now is just like real sus.
There's like a whole because that kind of happened on with Steven Universe, where it's just like that's something that worked. Like that animation style worked because they were also influenced by like a lot of animes, right, and stuff like that. So they took like certain tropes from animes, and
plus Steven Universe just came in the game looking that way.
Yeah,
like
no,
this is they changed it midway through or something.
Like slightly, it's kind of like remember how like Fairly Odd Parents just like showed up one day and it was just like better,
super weird.
Yeah,
yeah, they just made it slightly better. It was like that.
It showed up as new and Viv.
Yeah, one could make the case, but now like what Marcel is speaking more towards is just like the old Thundercats and then this Thundercats when everyone just looks like a fifth grader's notebook doodle.
Man. Bob the Builder and Dora the Explorer were disgusting to me.
Pardon?
Wait, like, are we getting here?
Like, I don't know. The remakes.
Hey, damn. Man, remakes?
Yeah. They like did like new versions where they updated the art style. I'm just like, this is
how upset bad. Were you when you found this out? Because how old were you at the time?
Last week, I found out. So I was this old. Oh,
you got kids?
I saw it and I was like,
why did you? Like, got kids? You don't even know.
I didn't even know the two stars, though. This nigga's young on his TV.
I got TikTok.
How'd they end up on your TikTok?
On TikTok?
Goofy shit slips through the cracks and we're just like, yo, look at that. Well, I follow like animators and shit. So that's
All right. See, now you left with that.
It's not as funny, but.
Yeah. Okay. True. Right. I'm glad you did it the way you did it.
I go good. For comedy.
You're
comedy
style. You're a very good comedy sport, style. Marcel.
Yeah,
comedy style.
I like you gotta it. Be. I but like yeah, it. Like seeing that shit, I was just like, "Yo, you teaching these kids to shoot for the treetop? Not even the stars, nothing. Just make it to the top branch. Like, give them some good fucking art to look at. This shit trash.
Now they're shooting for the tree stump. Like they're just, like, they're just running head first into the tree.
Now they go back and ask their daddy to get it for them.
Yeah, I'm concussed.
Wow.
Yeah, they do.
I heard some resentment in your voice there.
You did.
Sometimes you got to force them to do shit for themselves. Got to ignore the cry sometimes.
Wow, I like that.
Daddy, I'm bleeding.
Shut up.
Not today. Not today while I'm sitting here eating my pizza and General Tso's chicken. You got to fend for yourself.
Do you know about that General Tso's
slice?
Choose
a pizza and Chinese food over your daughter is wild, but
I'm
not a parent.
Wait, Marcel, didn't you have a General Tso's sandwich before?
No, that sounds delicious, though.
Oh.
No, we were talking about making them sliders.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And we said that would be fire.
Okay. That would be fire. I still haven't done that. I'm glad I was reminded.
Yeah.
I've been losing weight, so I'm good. I'm good on that. I'm going to stay track-minded.
Did you go?
I didn't get to go because I got home so late last night, and then I started editing the podcast this morning. But since we're doing this one early, I have my alarm set. I'm going to the one by me. Early in the morning.
Are you scared?
Like, nah, not at all. I got a video link last week from them, and they were like, oh, you know, we're doing things like we're checking temperatures at the door. Everyone has to wear a mask. They're keeping like the basketball court closed to put a lot of like the cardio machines in there so they can spread them out and stuff like that.
Okay.
The staff is going to be walking around more often to spray down the machines. There's more like alcohol dispensers and all that stuff there,
which they should have always had from the jump, but
basically okay. But
yeah,
even in the locker room they said the spas and stuff is still closed, and they said every like six locker is open. So
are niggas closing the showers, or are they leaving them open? Because the showers should be closed,
bro. That should
I don't think they're closed,
bro.
But
it's successful, like it already was, but it's even worse now.
I don't, that's the thing too, because like I don't necessarily know how COVID spread. If it was a pool and you're swimming in it, cool. But would this shower be worse? Like, do we think the shower's worse because you're naked in there? Or like
I think it's worse because it's a closed area. It's humid all the time. You got faucets and all that shit.
There,
you got faucets and all that
You turn on the hot water, and
you know how the virus spreads because you got faucets.
Yeah, if you rub your nose and then you touch the faucet, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
COVID just goes in the locker room. Is that a faucet?
Yo, it's lit.
It's lit.
Oh, they got faucets. They got faucets. Hey, yo,
cuz. Come on, yo. Come on, yo. They got faucets.
That's like the quickest way for it to. Yo, the quickest way for it to spread is the faucets, the gas pumps. What else?
Sorry, what? Oh, you're talking outside the gym. I was like, what gym you go to? That gas pumps in it.
That sounds like a Jersey gym.
He definitely does.
Jersey gym.
We can't pump it ourselves. We got to train in the gym.
Yeah. Jersey gym sounds like a guy that lives in Jersey that goes to the gym.
It was like Sideshow. That's Sideshow Bob's cousin.
That's his thing. Jersey just going to the gym. So they call him Jersey Jim.
Yeah, you never see him work out, but he's mad brolic. He just talks to you at the gym.
I got a friend like that.
Yeah.
He lives in Jersey.
Is his name Jim?
No.
Are you talking?
Oh. But his name does start with a J. I'm not going to say who it is.
Oh, okay. Jose?
Jerome?
We're close. What?
Wait, who was close?
That was Jimmy on Spanish names. I didn't even see he was Spanish.
Jerome.
Said he was your friend, so we assumed.
Yeah.
Nigga said Gerald.
Jermaine. I know. I went to school. I went to college with a guy, a kid named Gerald with a J.
Oh, was it J-E-R-R-O-L-D? Like that?
No, just one R.
Oh, just
no, it was spelled like regular Gerald.
That's weird.
But with a J.
Oh, like, yeah, so, that's weird.
Yeah.
He that might like be he a one-on-one.
Yeah, he looked like he kept a booger wall, like, at home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was like one of those kids. Yeah. His head was too small for his neck.
Oh.
But he was,
small
like, cool.
Nick Gerald.
Yeah, they're usually
cool. People with small necks are usually cool.
Is that a valid statistic?
I don't know that stat, bro.
Listen, anything.
I don't know a lot of small neck motherfuckers, man.
They'll show you small neck.
Pardon me, Lewis. Only hanging out with buff necks in the index.
This is what Lou is all about.
Technically, buff necks have the small necks.
I don't know how we ended up here, but anyway, Netflix is nasty.
Yeah, speaking of kids shows,
is it nasty?
Apparently, like, I saw this pop up on Facebook first, where there was some like poster for some show that's coming out September 9th.
A movie.
Yes, he's right. A movie.
Oh no!
Every poster that's come out has just been nasty.
Big no. Oh,
damn! I'll having that in your search history is nuts.
I didn't search it. It was the link.
Yeah. So basically, it's a movie.
Fire them.
Called Cuties. Blah blah blah. It's a very like uncomfortable cover, for the next book promotion. But damn. About this, that's not in this thing, right? I heard originally, like, it was by this French Senegalese, I believe I pronounced that right, woman, who did this documentary. She spoke about her life and growing up in, I think it was France, and her experiences and how, like, young girls are, like, overly sexualized and stuff like that. But the cover she originally had, and, like, this movie won, like, awards, I believe, at Sundance, and but then, like, when Netflix got it and for like distribution, like on their platform, they redid the poster and it was this. So now it just comes across as something completely different and jarring.
It looks like child porn to me, bro.
Nah, yes,
like we're just gonna say what it is.
Yeah, it's they released a statement saying that, like, you know, there was originally like a message to I guess visually show like the point that they thought she was trying to convey, which is like young girls are overly sexualized, but you didn't have to do this.
So that's the picture they go with?
Yeah.
The picture that just over, yeah, right?
Yeah, the picture that, yeah, oh, nah.
Listen, man, no when thanks. I first saw this shit, like this YouTuber I subscribe to, he made a video where he was just talking about how disgusted he was by the whole thing, which I was glad I got to see, because it stopped me from having to go look up any information on the shit.
Yeah,
because once he started talking about it, I was like, cool, this is a trailer I don't want to watch, because I feel like that's immediately going to put me on some sort of pedophile list. Yeah, and rightfully so.
Yeah,
everything about this shit is disgusting,
And it really just looks like they were just making the shit and marketing it towards pedophiles, because there's nothing about that poster that says like, yeah, any normal person should be watching this.
My thing is, as the photographer of it, I would have been like, I'm good with doing this shoot. Like, why would you shoot that?
Yeah, I don't
a lot of questions.
I have so many questions, it's not even funny.
Oh,
the plot of the movie like doesn't even make me want to see it.
Yeah, it's
their description
was nuts.
It's nuts.
Oh, I didn't see the
original description from the French film. Is just like, all right, there's like a point to this.
A point, right?
Their shit is just like, look at these young girls twerking. Like, nah, let's not.
Yeah,
let's not put that.
Like,
out.
I'm good at skipping this.
Oh my god. It's
like, does anyone know if they're just like airing the French version with American subtitles, or if they like bought the rights to the film and they just remade it? If we don't know, we don't know. I'm not looking any deeper into it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
If you want more information on this topic, you do that on your own.
Yeah.
My search history has to stay a certain level of clean.
Yo, facts.
Yeah, I'm sure when it drops, then more information will come out about that.
Bro, because we do not need to fuel the pedophiles even more.
Yeah, it didn't make sense. It just doesn't.
Who was in that meeting room and was just like, yeah, this is it. We got one.
Because here's my thing. Like, you're in the meeting room and, you know, usually when there's presentations, it's a big ass visual board of that picture. And they was like, oh, yeah, this will work great. Like,
I'm pretty sure they had options.
Definitely had options.
Sure that.
And it was like
the original that they got. Just use that. You don't have to redo the damn poster.
The two 9-year-olds on their knees. That's that shit.
Like,
you're like, no. Like, you fuck. I didn't even like what he just said. Like, it was just.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah. Like, it's just
supposed to make you uncomfortable.
Right. It just hits your ears wrong.
Yeah, no, facts. The fact that got out the meeting with the description and the photo combination is just nasty.
Everybody got to go. Everybody got to go. I'm sorry.
Everybody in that meeting
got
to go.
I really do hope a lot of people got fired behind that decision.
Oh, 1,000%.
I'm sure they didn't.
They definitely didn't.
I don't know. Whatever.
You're definitely
man.
Not watching this, it. No matter what.
Yeah, this planet sucks. I hate it. It's just, people are gross.
I'd rather things be on planet Namek, honestly.
I don't want to be there.
No, James, they blew that up. What the fuck is he talking about?
Like multiple times. I feel like they blew it up like 4 times.
Wouldn't I be there?
And he'll survive what? Too.
James and I survived. Be floating.
James floating his face.
Floating around broken asteroids.
Just like, you're just in a spaceship. It's all quiet on you. You're just, whoopies.
And that laugh, because he hears the echo.
That's how he accelerates his space, is the laugh.
Oh, my
God. I'll show you Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, the fuck you won't. You just won't.
Yeah, the galaxy's in trouble if I'm the Guardian.
You want to see my Rocket Raccoon?
I'll give you some Gamora.
Hey.
Oh, what does that mean?
Oh, that sounds.
Yeah, I am Groot. How about that?
Show you, Big Wood.
<Doo-doom>. This is all just James talking to himself in space.
Yeah.
Sound reverberating off his space helmet. Like floating into a black hole.
He has regular clothes on with a space helmet. Basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
It's not even a space helmet. It's just a giant fishbowl. Like, it's just...
I'm over here trying to ball piece an alien up there.
You're just like Sandy Cheeks.
Ended up just being space dust. Take a ball piece of space dust.
That's my drug of choice.
Oof.
That would be James Russell.
Listen, if there was a dust. Drug called space dust, I'd probably try it once.
See?
It sounds like a good time.
Hey, well, once you try, you hear the gold dust theme music.
Sounds like a bad time.
And it just comes behind you and rubs your chest in a downward motion.
This guy's nasty.
So anyway,
let's segue the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how, but I feel like this is as close as you can get.
So Jerry Falwell, don't know who this is, but it's on the docket. Jerry Falwell, whose Liberty University forbids students from having sexual relations, relations outside of a biblically ordained marriage, has evidently been letting another man have sex with his wife for years to
fulfill
a cuckolding fetish.
Cuck City. Cuck City.
Bruh.
Them super religious folks, I'm telling you.
Yo, it always be them. It always be them.
Always. Always.
Son, that sexual repression gets you, bro. You gotta let that shit out.
You've been to the Bible Belt, right, Marcel?
I have.
Yeah. What's that like? I don't
what's that like? Wait. What's a Bible Belt?
Yeah, what galaxy is that?
Like the states that are just like
just all of the Republican states.
It's like Orion.
He said, I'm trying to float that way. Point me in the right direction.
Oh, man.
I'll point you.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. The Bible Belt is cool when you're around black people, but it's not cool when you're not. That's pretty much America.
Yeah, I was like, how's that different than
anything?
Son. You know, like, the stereotypical, like, America that you see represented in, like, I don't know, anime or, like, foreign films and just sometimes, like, comedies where they're just like, oh, this is the old-timey American dream type shit. That's what the Bible Belt is like for the most part. It's a lot of, like, it's a whole culture that, like, I don't even understand, but it's definitely, like, mega churches all over the place, mini churches all over, like, Jesus is the most important thing. I remember seeing a bumper sticker while we were on like some road trip from like Kansas to Missouri. And the bumper sticker said something like, God first, family second, my rifle after that. And I'm just like, son, what are
you?
Like,
I mean, that's kind of
first
bars,
two priorities I understand, but like that last one is like, how necessary is that over like decent sandwiches? Like maybe we should eat before we start shooting people.
Maybe
I don't know.
You can't shoot on an empty stomach. Then that's when it's irrational shooting.
But yeah. Like,
are you a dog person? Can we get the dog on the list somewhere?
Yeah, let's get the dog.
I don't want to be anywhere that's too close to any place that has a mega church. Like any
want to be too
a church
close to
that's
a rifle.
The size of a football stadium. It makes me nervous.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, that whole like Bible thumpers. Some of my least favorite people to be around, just like because it's so easy to see that it's like rooted in just like judgment and hypocrisy. That is, it's literally just the like everything that you're reading and preaching, you're literally doing the opposite. Just and I was just fun of this because I have tattoos for having tattoos, and I was just like. It was probably lit down there. Like, I don't know. Like, what you want? Like, I respond to that? But it's just like, good. You won't be there, right? So, like, already sounds better than. Yeah. Why are you worried? Just like, why did you have to tell me that?
That's like, not a nice thing to say to somebody.
It's not. And again, I didn't do anything.
Very unwarranted. Also,
I just showed up to the barbecue. That's it.
Yeah.
Not even. I showed up to the hospital when my grandfather was dying. I was just you want to choose now?
The worst possible time.
Yeah, the worst.
The absolute worst.
Wow. Yeah, man. Listen, I don't talk to a lot of people. Like it's just.
I don't blame you. Sometimes it's the best to do that.
Oh man, it's the greatest feeling ever. Just being by yourself. Love it. Nobody.
I remember in the height of COVID talking about how people were still going to church and churches were just like talking about how you need to come to church and, you know, pray for protection against the COVID virus and yada, yada. And some reporter stopped this lady and said, hey, how would you feel about just doing this online? Like, you know, everything still happens. You just do it from the comfort of your own home. And she was like, I have nothing to fear. I have nothing to fear. And he was like, yeah, but like the verse, she was like, I have nothing to fear. I have bathed in the blood of Jesus. I
remember that.
Yeah. And I was just sitting here and I was just like,
this sounds like a
religion
cult.
Is cool. But when you get to like this point,
it's a cult.
Maybe you need to take like a couple steps back and just
spoiler alert,
situation.
That ain't Jesus' blood.
Yeah.
Like, you just had cheap wine poured on you. That's a nasty night in my house.
That's not Jesus' blood. That's Gerald's with a J's blood. And let me tell you, his head is way too small for his neck. Like,
you got some little
Gerald Christopher.
That's crazy.
Yeah. May Gerald be with you. Also, you might also want to head to urgent care right now. Oh man.
Damn, that's crazy. That's a nasty household that guy has.
Yeah. I mean, no kink shaming, but kink shaming because you're a hypocritical bigot.
Yeah, that's like, the only reason why. Yeah.
Why I'm shaming your kink.
Yeah. If you were cool and you wanted other dudes to come bang your wife, cool, fine.
Dope.
Put it online. Though,
so fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except
put it online.
It sounds like it could be profitable.
OnlyFans money, man. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I read the article and it was nuts. It was like the guy was 20 when he met them, and then he did it for like 7 years. And he said the guy would just stand in the corner and just watch him.
What?
Not even like
that's nasty. That's disgusting.
That's weird. Like I can't. Well, now it sounds like we're kink shaming, but like you just want to sit there and you just want to watch. Like you don't want to like sip some wine.
Yeah, but
you don't want to like coach.
It's your
you don't want to like get the towel, the snacks.
Yeah, he's probably doing all of that.
But like, he probably was.
You can't spend all your time getting towels and snacks.
Yeah,
he's probably like pushing.
He's just sitting in the corner sipping wine.
He was pushing the guy's cheeks like in a thrusting motion.
A nigga touch me while I'm fucking this wife.
Yeah, man. Yo, if you hire me to fuck your wife, don't touch me. Like, yo, that's gotta be against the rules.
Sir, let me cover your queen in peace. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, fam.
Get me a Gatorade.
Keep your hands to yourself, nigga.
Like, I will happily dig your wife out, but please do not touch my cheeks.
And let you watch. But yo, hands on the merchandise.
Let you watch is a bit much, but like, I understand you need to get something out of this too. Just don't touch me. That's all I'm asking. Just don't touch me.
Relax. At least just bring it up. Ask me if it's cool.
Yo, nigga starts yelling, you have nothing to fear. You're covered in the blood of Christ.
Like, yo, what you mean?
Son? That's a call. You about to get sacrificed.
I'm pouring cheap wine on you.
Pouring cheap wine on Obi-Wan, smashing his wife. This is like, story. Like,
it smells like Gerald.
Sign a contract. So no one can ever talk about that.
My man got wine running down his cheeks.
Yo, you got Pinot in your crack, bro.
You got Pinot in your penis?
Man, what do you do if you're doing that? You turn around, there's two of them in the back, in the corner.
An extra nigga showed up.
You don't want that.
What position am I in? Yeah. Where?
Let's go the wheel back.
Oh man,
bro,
how mad?
Oh my god,
how mad would you be then? Like after all of that, you can't find like one of your socks.
Oh, just I see one sock. It's so tight.
I'm booking. Like, yo, fam,
it don't matter.
Yeah, nobody.
It was like one of my favorite socks. If it
nigga collect socks and souvenirs,
if it was a Power Ranger sock, I'm tight.
Yeah, I'm saying nobody leaves a sex dungeon until we find my sock.
Yo, yeah, that was a
fact. That's a fact. I pull out a .22 and put it in there.
Nigga, like, slide in on.
Hey, hold on. What'd you put a .22 out of, nigga?
Hey,
you don't worry. His Bible belt.
Don't worry about what I boofed in there.
You boofed a .22 to fuck somebody's wife. Nasty work.
Yeah, you gotta be protected.
Yeah, but speaking of collecting socks and whatnot. This other article says that man with shoe fetish stole 126 flip-flops,
bro,
so he could have sex with them.
Were they previously worn flip-flops or like brand new? Oh,
you probably know they were.
Well, I'm just sure. Because if you're nasty, be nasty.
Yeah. If you ever had a flip-flop be misplaced, you know where it went.
Yeah. You know, this is a weird article because Lewis put it on the docket from Reddit, and I clicked to hear the link and it says website disabled and it has a little traffic cone on it. Lewis, what are you putting in here? My phone probably got a virus now. What is this?
No. That's the one of the articles I didn't read, but that headline had me going. Like that's a wild fetish.
Shit on the docket without reading the article.
He said, look at how he's handling
that headline though. The headline's a topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something.
He'll show you shoehorn.
That's
what's the name of this super villain?
Ooh,
the foot fiend,
the chancletador.
That's a good one on the fly. Like I'm that. Proud of this guy.
I like that. I like there you that.
Go. That might be the winner.
Who's the hero? Who's the hero?
Bex.
Mojo
Jaja.
The hero of every story.
Jaja.
Mojo Jaja and Bax got to handle this one.
All right, y'all niggas go get your suits.
Yeah, word. I'm gonna be over here. Me and Melon and the man go get a drink.
Melon and man.
Me and Melon and man gotta go see some bigot dude's wife.
Melon and man will be up in that motherfucker.
Is Marcel Melon and man?
Who knows?
Yo, it's funny because on my screen when you were doing like this, it was looked like you was pointing to Marcel. So yeah.
Oh, yeah. He on my screen, he below me.
Oh, but, hey.
Alpha man. I don't know. Yeah, like, what do you say to that?
How fucking addicted to the fucking feet you got to be to steal sandals?
Now, I fucks with pretty feet, but just so like, your shoes are gross. Desperate. Yeah.
I watch your shoes.
I watch, me and Marcy, we watch Double Shot of Love on MTV.
Nice.
And all these girls will come home from clubbing or partying and all that stuff, and they'll get into bed with their shoes and or boots on, and I go ballistic. I hate it.
Smell nasty.
That's just dirty. It's literal because right now they're in Vegas, so you got Vegas strip dirt and germs just in your bed with you,
and you were in the club.
Yeah,
don't bring club juice to the bed, bro.
Oh, what? Juice.
That is
That's a nasty cocktail, bro.
Oh,
I don't get it. It's out of this. I hate people. I hate it here. Did I say that? Have I said that for this episode already?
You can't remember.
That's a good t-shirt. I hate it here. Have you made one of those yet?
No, but I should. I'll put it on the docket. The shirt docket. Well, this is probably more from Marcel. Have you heard like updated news for a Tenant?
Nah, I haven't. They updated things?
Not so much as because right now it's out overseas.
Right.
Hold on. And since it's like a Christopher.
I'm illegally downloading it. Yeah.
Since it's like a Christopher Nolan film.
Allegedly.
All the wait, what?
I said allegedly.
Allegedly illegal. I thought you said it's an allegedly Christopher Nolan movie. I'm like, no, it actually is. But it's funny because like all like the quote unquote film buffs and all that stuff, all their reviews are just like, this is the most Christopher Nolan film ever. And I'm just like, I don't know what
they
that means.
They said that about his last film and that shit was trash. Like me and my boys were sitting in the theater like, yo, y'all niggas is real hype because he blew up an old plane. Like that was cool. But this movie has no actual plot.
Wait, what movie was that?
It's Dunkirk.
Dunkirk. Oh, yeah. 1917.
1917 was basically Dunkirk, except with a plot. Dunkirk was just like, I like the idea of them just showing, you know, scenes from this war.
Yeah.
And like there not being much to it other than you just watch these events and you get the whole like war is hell thing.
Yeah.
But there's no like real storyline to like hold it together. It's just an assortment of scenes showing you like what people were doing in this war and like
during war.
I've seen a ton of movies, so I've seen these things. It's shot really well. And you did blow up an old plane. Like he's
congrats.
Fucking dude when it comes to practical effects. Like he does not fuck with CG, so it looks great. Hans Zimmer's score was cool, other than the fact that like there was like a ticking clock throughout the entire fucking movie.
Oh, that has to be annoying.
Yeah,
that's like when
it's supposed to, you know, like make you tense, but it just annoyed me.
Okay, so like 1917 was like one of those movies where it's just like the idea and making of it's more appealing than the actual movie. Like if you're a movie person,
yeah, I saw the making of. I never saw the actual movie.
So the actual movie's cool.
A documentary about the making of that movie would probably have been cooler.
Bro, they were wildin'. Like, the cameramen were wildin'.
Yeah,
like jumping through was shit and all that.
Was like, the thing like they never turned the camera off or something?
Yeah,
they film it to make it look like it's just one long shot throughout the entire movie, which is always cool when they do it. Like they did that in Birdman.
Yeah,
but like the thing with 1917 for me was like I feel like it was done better in Birdman than it was. Okay. Like you can tell where they cut. Like the camera randomly pans to the ground, then pans back up. Like oh, so that's where you cut.
Yeah. They weren't too really hiding it.
Yeah. But okay. All in all, it was still that's some shit I can't do.
Yeah. Also, let me ask you this. What's the difference? Like, cause I never watched 1917, nor do I care. You guys went to war? Cool. yeah, let's fuck that guy do with me. I'm broke. So what's the difference of watching like, yeah, like, oh yeah, we blew up an old plane compared to all the other movies when they blow, I don't know, anything up. Just like, is like, so you blew up an old plane.
Well,
supposed to be impressed by that.
That's Dunkirk. But in Dunkirk it's impressive because it's like, it's this really old plane and it's really expensive and he bought it to just blow it up.
Ah,
that's so the whole reason why it's kind of cool because he just like wasted millions of dollars on
that's a flex
super okay. old
that's
war
a super,
plane
that's a super flex
got to it. Just blow it up like yeah. that's just cool.
got it they're like yo nah. you know we could have built like a replica of this and he's just like yeah
nah but I want the real one
he's no. just like yeah but I want this one damn how much yeah. damn what
his movies are insanely expensive but it makes sense because of how much money he brings in every time he makes a movie.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, right. I'm super hyped for Tenet.
Yeah, I'm really, really
excited. I see it says it made $717,000 in 2 days in Korea. Previews?
$702?
Yeah. No, 1,000.
Oh, 702,000. Okay.
No, 717,000.
17,000.
Yeah.
In 2 days in Korea.
It says in 2 days of Korea previews.
That's probably big because they don't let you do nothing in Korea, right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like,
I'm surprised it even made it over there.
One Korean country they don't let you do nothing.
He never said which one.
They didn't say, but I know that's
anytime
in the South.
Anytime people say something positive about Korea, you know which one it is.
South.
South Korea is never associated
with good things.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know, maybe Dennis Rodman on his last trip over there, he was just like, yo, dog. You gotta show Tenet for them. And he was just like, yo, I got you, fam. And they like
he did get in a coma recently, so he might have snuck in the theater.
Maybe.
Yo, word. Kim Jong-un slipped into a coma and everybody's wilding. It's like that Family Guy episode when they unzipped their skins. And they're just like saying it's a brand new day.
Yep.
Oh, man. Led by New Day.
Led by New Day.
Wow.
Wow.
A lot of gyration.
Yes, it is.
A lot of it. A lot of trumpets.
A lot of Aladdin boots, as Marcel previously told me.
Sure, you Aladdin boots.
Niggas don't have Tenet yet.
Tenet.
Oh, no?
They do have the sequel to Train to Busan, so I'm going to watch that at some point.
Send me the link, son.
I remember seeing the trailer. Well, for anyone that hasn't watched, the original Train to Busan is... Don't know the country of origin.
I think it's Korean.
Yeah, it's Korean.
Yeah.
In Korea, it's a zombie movie, but this movie in particular is just extremely... It's one of the better zombie movies we've gotten it ingested in maybe like, what? Whew. 10 years? 10
yeah.
years.
This is definitely one of my favorites.
Zombie movies since Dawn of the Dead for me.
Wait, which like, one? The new one or the old one?
Nah, the original,
the first one.
I gotta check it out because I always skipped over it because I'm like, oh, this shit's probably
gonna be watch funny. It.
Yeah,
watch.
I hate zombie you. Movies. Yeah. I love that shit. That shit is great.
Okay. The last 15 minutes gonna make you cry.
Damn.
And if you don't, you're a monster.
Okay, I might be both.
Yeah. Yeah, might be both. But the second one seems they're going too Resident Evil with it, where it's just like, yo, you start off on one premise and then it turns into something completely else. So it's just like,
that's what I've heard. I've heard it's more of like, it's less of a sequel and more of like another movie film. Set in that same world.
Oh, like they did with Rex?
Because it's more of an action movie, It's like an action horror.
Yeah, but then at the same time, it's just like with horror movies, like, I guess, or Train to Busan, spoilers, people die. So it's just like, if there's nobody left,
who the fuck is
like, what do you tell the sequel spoiler about? Nah, but I mean, it is like, I don't know.
I mean, it's a zombie movie. Most of the people you see on the screen are gonna die.
Yeah, like, what's it called?
The majority of the cast is dead.
It wouldn't be a zombie movie. They weren't.
They were. But remember, the other only zombie thing that I liked was the show that came out last summer on Netflix, Black Summer.
Remember Yeah.
I still haven't checked it out.
It was good. It was good. It was really good. It's really good.
It's really good. It's more this, because this one is the 28 days later kind of zombies. You know how people have that conversation?
Yeah, the fast ones.
Booking it. Like,
yo, bro.
You don't want them that
problem. That's always terrifying.
Oh yeah. You just give up in situations like that. Like,
I'm good.
That's how I feel when I'm playing The Last of Us, because I've started playing like actual video games instead of video games on my phone this week. And I was playing The Last of Us 2, and I'm like, you know, they have the clickers, which are like the slow zombies that can't see, they're blind. But then they have the ones that like haven't turned all the way, they're still like partially human.
Yeah.
And them niggas just be running around. You go into a room full of them, I just be tight. Because I don't know how to deal with them.
Oh my god.
There's a part of that game. I don't know if you're on that side. Like when you in like the basement of the mall or something like that, and you have to run with Shorty.
I think I did that. But
yeah, it's dark as shit. And it's like one of those missions where not only are you in a basement.
Does the room look like your room right now?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I did that. But blue.
What?
But
nigga, no. It's a room that's just dark and has this bright red light in it. And okay, it's just shit ton of clickers and whatever. Infected.
Clickers and dickers. Dickers are the fast ones. You gotta run.
Marcel with a dicker behind him? That shit sounds nasty.
So anyway, you're in the basement of this, like, Jesus Christ.
Nasty word. I'd be dying for Chris to move on.
I love it because Chris, wow.
He's standing there trying to process what happened, knowing he needs to say something and just get past it.
Just like, why? What?
And I like to say these things because I know Chris is going to take longer. So I love it. It works.
Anyway, this particular mission sucks because like not only are you in a basement running from like all of these fucking Usain Bolt like zombies, but you also have to like protect your girl who's just like a computer thing in there. So it's like, bitch, if you wasn't here, I would have been left to and all that stuff. And then I had to think about it. I'm like, yo, damn, in a zombie apocalypse, I'd be kind of tight to be around my girl because I know I could dust her. Like, I know I could, like, outrun her. But now I have to slow up and all that stuff and think about all the zombies I got to throw off because she can't run fast.
Damn.
She got
I'm dying because of my girl, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, don't she got asthma?
No.
Oh.
Is it asthma or eczema?
Just giving her ailments out of nowhere? Don't do that.
Damn, your girl got eczema? Yeah, she going to die in the zombie apocalypse. Like, what?
I was like, what they got to do with running?
I've never seen her run at all. Like, I did a light jog last night, run into my car because I was pretending to leave. Her. No, wait. I was like, moving. You could just walk a little bit faster and catch up to me. I'm just like, doing more movement with my body than I am like seeing.
What if like you've never seen her run? What if she's one of the fastest runners in the world that you just never knew it?
That she need to start running to the store for me, man. Save me some trips.
Facts.
I turn into Lou. Now I'm just sitting there on the game like, I know you need things, but you have to fend for yourself. I'm bleeding. So am I in The Last of Us.
I'm bleeding.
He says, so am I.
On the inside.
In The Last of Us.
In The Last of Us.
Bandaging my wounds. Learn to do the same. Go to the store.
Go to Wing Street.
Anyway, what else we got to talk about?
Yo, I was dying today because Rick Ross was bumping Mad 50 this morning. I mean, it was yesterday, from yesterday. And that shit was mad funny because he was playing Disco Inferno while he was combing his beard. And then he was listening
to wild selection.
And then he was playing Guns Come Out while smoking. And I was like, okay.
I mean, he was riding around the Many Men like a month ago. Just yeah, so I'm like, that makes sense. Yo, you can't lie. No matter who you are, no matter where you at, this is one of the hardest songs you ever heard in your life.
He's not wrong.
And he was just like, yeah.
And it's funny because he was doing the one the other day because he was being serious, but he was trolling 50 at the same time because 50 just lost another lawsuit against him. Yeah. And then on purpose, and that was for people who don't know, that was for
2015 remix.
Yeah, of I think it was it in the club? Yeah, in the club.
I think it was in the club.
So 50 was trying to sue him for not getting clearance, and then Rick Ross won. Infringement,
yeah.
Yeah, so Rick Ross was just bumping 50, and then the caption on Guns Come Out was he said, "Yo, I might have to remix this one." Also, he was like,
"That's a long standing beat."
He was like, "What song is that?" I'm like, "Yo, nigga, that song came out like freaking 12 years ago."
What song was that? Most definitely.
Both.
Do you guys think that beef will ever be over?
No,
I feel like that's a situation where that's just two individuals that will never like each other.
Because now they're bumping each other's music, like even though they're trolling, they're still bumping though. Like,
I can respect what you do and still not fuck with you.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, there's a lot of people like that. I don't know, man. It's to me, it's like one of those things where it's just like, I don't believe a lot of rappers. Like, I could believe, like, I know there's killers and I know like there's tough guys and all that stuff, whatever. But I know there's like a lot of showmanship, I guess, like in rap, and yeah, or a lot of capping, as they would say. So it's just like, is this real? Is this show? Is this for clicks? Is this for clout? As they would also say, like, it is at the point where it's just like, I don't care, whatever. Just make something I can bump to. Like,
yeah, as long as you make dope music. I mean, unless you're not, don't be doing some wild shit out here like some people are doing. But if you're just like trying to be tough, just make some good music. That's all I care about.
Oh, speaking of rap, I just remembered. I forgot to ask y'all. Did y'all see Method Man versus Math Hoffa?
No, was that real? That.
Yeah, it was real.
But I was just confused. Why is Method Man battle rapping?
Yeah. I guess apparently that's like some thing they're gonna start. They're gonna have like somebody who's big in battle rap versus like a legend. And
also like Total Slaughter.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's battle rap versus
basically
like they remixed it to like same premise with the matchups just applied differently.
Yeah. Basically,
yeah.
I want to see Marcel versus RZA.
Yo, Marcel versus I'd win. RZA.
I'm a better rapper than RZA.
All right. See, this is not gonna get
hands
me,
down so. Better rapper than RZA.
All you gotta do is say RZA, say perpendicular.
Wow.
Ask that nigga to say pencil.
Wow.
Ask him to say perpendicular. He gonna perpendec you. Like don't
with the inspector.
Don't worry. We there. Huh. Crew strong.
I'm gonna be there. You want us to fight the Wu-Tang Clan?
I'm gonna be there.
You want us to fight the Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah, bro.
No, I'm gonna be there filming it. Like, told you. I told you to leave him alone, stupid. Like,
hold the camera perpendicular.
Nope. Stop. We're not. This has nothing to do with me.
My dumb ass on the loyalty will go in there with James too. Like, imagine me. Right, like, one of my favorite rappers is Method Man and Ghostface, and they're both gonna duff me out together.
Yep. See? Nah. Not me.
Hey, not no one told you to fight them. I just want y'all to stomp RZA.
Oh, no.
If he swings.
No, I won't.
Okay,
he doesn't, like, we cool. Love the dude. He's great.
No, if he swings, duck, stupid.
What the hell are you doing?
I was turning on my AC.
Oh, I was like.
He's showing you his pits.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Oh, my bad. Is that what happened?
Like, I knew I smelled onions.
Hey, man, listen. Wow.
What else laptop got smell-o-vision?
Yeah.
Smell-o-vision.
Chris, you've been mad for 2 weeks for something. I don't know. You had it on a docket.
Oh, yeah. I took it off because I don't care anymore.
All right, cool. That doesn't happen with you.
Yeah, that's what happened to it. That's this why you didn't see it.
Synopsis is Lewis learns how a docket works.
Yeah, like I don't know.
No, last time I checked, it was still there. Last time I checked, it was gone. Still there.
Okay, okay. I took it off like 17 days ago. Like I don't know.
No, it was there today.
No, it's not there.
Lou was checking the docket. Lewis.
Yeah, because today was the only day I checked the docket because I added shit. Oh, yo.
Y'all watch Tax Collector yet?
Not yet.
Nah.
Niggas had a whole extra week.
Yeah, I know.
A whole extra week to do the niggas one thing busy, that was on son. The docket from the week prior.
Niggas is busy, son. I don't got time.
You ain't half an hour?
Not busy enough. It was all you so had busy, to do was watch.
Stop to check the runtime.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All you needed to do was watch an hour. And you would have had 76 jokes on this movie.
Oh, see, now that's I'm going to watch it for the next episode.
All right, so let's save it for the next one. I'll definitely watch it.
We're talking about it this episode.
All right, go ahead then.
Okay, go ahead.
Never give David Ayer anything ever in life again. I'm sick of it.
Don't give that
don't
nigga
care. Nah. Just what
they,
stop.
What did they give him?
Yeah, break it down, guys.
A budget. That was budget.
what did they give him? An opportunity. A camera. People.
Never again.
That like just stop it. I'm sick of it. Move somewhere else.
Bam is known
me another story.
He's known for making one type of movie, right? He's good for making fucking South Central LA cops gangbangers. That's how you got your career cracking.
Cops, gangbangers, fairies,
cops.
The mythical creature, not the slur. Oh, I'm not.
I think about the boat.
Yeah.
Will you specify? What?
Oh, not F-E-R-R-Y. Not, yeah.
Oh.
Wait, you said what when I specified what?
Yeah, you were good until you started specifying. Then,
I felt like I had to because just like things for dumb get misconstrued. Sure. Right. Who do you think listens to this podcast?
Highly intellectual individuals that have
y'all
great
stupid.
Taste.
Shout nope, y'all. You're all dumb. I don't
this
even
nigga,
listen to this.
This nigga hates stupid. Our fans. I love
it. I hate y'all. Like, what are you
talking
about?
That's nothing
new. I like best. But yeah, he's good at making fucking cop movies, crime thrillers, yada yada.
No, he's not good at making them. He was good at making it once.
Yeah, he did. Then just kept one time, it. Which was also good.
Yeah,
and then after that, like the Monstars came and just took his ability to make movies.
he touched the basketball.
He went in and he was like, "Yo, Suicide Squad." Nigga was like, "What? Well, that was trash." But like. Will Smith and Margot Robbie were doing their thing in it, so that it was cool.
Somebody had to come give him the Nolan juice.
Then he came and did like chug the Nolan juice, bro.
No, I almost,
do whatever
I,
you gotta do.
Chug the almost, Nolan juice.
I was about to combine it, and I was just that's loose. Never mind. That was
so you know in secret stuff.
The Joe.
What's worse, the Nolan juice or the Gerald wine?
Oh, mix both.
Oh,
the Gerald wine is definitely worse. The Nolan juice apparently gives you the ability to make films.
Yes, it does.
You mix the. You
so
mix
does
the
Gerald juice, but it's a different type of film.
You mix the wine with the noose. It sounds like the Bible Belt. Like it just. I don't.
Damn, you kind of right.
They suck. Anyway, go ahead.
I see the budget for Tax Collector was 30 mil.
Why? On what?
For what? For Shia LaBeouf, that's it. Yeah. They just gave Shia LaBeouf 28 mil. The other two for everyone else.
So basically, in this movie,
they definitely cast IG Thoughts to play every female role in the film. They had no real purpose in this movie other than to stand there, be attractive and helpless. David Ayer, you don't write things.
All you had to do was give him $3,000 and some In and Out. They would have been all right.
Son, for real.
You could have just gave me the In-N-Out and I would have popped up. Like you're
so she's saying.
So basically this movie is about
You're an asshole, James.
I'm sorry.
So basically this movie is about the son of a cartel dude. We're like, what do you call it? Cartel like CEO?
He's just a dude.
He's not even important in the shit.
Is he a drug lord? Like he was also a tax collector.
Nah, the dude, his pops, the dude that was in jail, he's the head of that cartel.
The head of the cartel, yeah.
Why didn't they name the
CEO?
Whatever.
Why didn't they name it son of a tax collector?
That's because...
I feel like that's a fire name.
Son of the tax... No,
No, because he wasn't. He was the tax collector. Oh, his dad was. He was collecting for his pops. So
it was some nigga that got caught. That's what it was.
All right. Yeah. So basically, 42 gangs in LA, and this dude and his best friend, who's Shia LaBeouf, went around town to collect, you know, extort tax. All the gangs part of their money to get the tax. Then one day, he realizes that one of the gang leaders died, and someone else was put in the place, right?
Yeah.
And
this my shit now, Holmes. You see this shit? We run everything around here. This a new order, my man. You gonna either bow down and kiss the ring, or your uncle gonna end up being a cheeseburger.
But Cholo Fu was wild, son.
Well, a little bit before that, some new dude got put in place of the gang, and his cut was short. Now, anytime the cut is short, it's really the tax collector's fault for having the money short. And so he's the one that would get the repercussions for giving his dad, the cartel runner, short bread, even though he's in jail. Whatever. Cool. Jail, money, legal politics. Yeah. I was just like, shut up. You're in jail, stupid. So now he goes to his uncle, who's his pop's brother, and is George Lopez, right? So I was just like, oh, shit, it's dope. It's George Lopez. Tell a joke, stupid. And he's like, what?
Give him the Chipotle. What?
George Lopez as an intimidating gang dude is interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Is it like Chris Rock being in a serious action movie?
No, but I'm watching that too.
Okay, I was just checking.
I definitely be intimidated by George Lopez before Chris Rock.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the other way around on that.
I'm like, nigga, you was pooky.
Chris Rock got big ass hands. He smack you, that shit gonna hurt.
He don't got big hands. He just has a skinny body.
Got regular hands.
He's like Gerald with his neck to head ratio. Yeah, Chris Rock always likes to cup his hands like he's a little Lego character. Like, you know how they just make the little Lego characters
What you're talking about.
Or a GTA character.
That was the worst Chris Rock ever.
Niggas! They spinning!
You know, it's so bad, but it's so good at the same time. Like, I just want him to keep doing that.
He sound like Oscar the Grouch cousin.
Owen the Perturbed.
Owen the Perturbed.
He live in a Kleenex box.
Yeah.
I live in a cooler next to George Lopez's face.
Yeah. So anyway. Shit. That was good. I don't know why they're laughing. They didn't see the movie.
They didn't see the movie, so they don't know.
Just the premise. The premise. You guys
said. So anyway, they go to collect from some other dude and finds out that another guy, cartel dude, is moving in on the territory. And he's just like, yo, I'm the cartel now. And he's That's just like, fuck you.
What is this nigga laughing at?
He's just like, yo, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, you don't want to mess with my cartel. And he's like, fuck your cartel. And then George Lopez is like, don't worry, nephew, we're going to take care of it.
After smacking him for whatever reason.
Yeah, and then George Lopez gets his head chopped off.
Yo, nephew, you got to come meet me at the meeting. I'm talking like Shia LaBeouf. This isn't a bad Cholo
accent.
Talking
to George Lopez?
It's a bad Shia LaBeouf accent.
I was going to say, another bad impression.
Before we even get to that, I would just like to address the fact that Shia LaBeouf in this movie is just a white dude talking like a Mexican from LA. They never address the fact that he's just a white guy in the film. Yeah. They don't say like
he's a white guy that
like grew up in the neighborhood.
But
I think he's just supposed to be you're supposed to believe he's Mexican.
But David Ayer came out on Twitter and was just like, and had to explain it to us. But I was like, but you didn't explain it in the movie. So
therefore,
I don't believe you.
It's not really what you said it was. That's just you covering your ass and this is some racist shit. I don't blame Shia. They could have told him anything. And he was really good in this movie. Like, he's legitimately the only bright spot in this movie. He does his job very well.
He's he's the shiniest turd in this movie, but it's no to no fault of his own. Right. Remember, I was texting you guys, and I was just like, yo, Shia's a wild boy. Because mm-hmm. I thoroughly felt like he was going to do some wild boy shit. Never happened. So
he talked tough. He was always ready to do the wild boy shit.
He let you also, down.
And then he just got chopped up.
Not even chopped up. He stomped his face.
Yeah, he got his skull stomped in on FaceTime.
Damn.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious to me. Because it's just like, who accepts a FaceTime from the nigga that's trying to kill him and his kids?
Who accepts the FaceTime from the other cartel? Like,
you can put your uncle in a cooler and you're just like, oh, let's FaceTime while in this high-speed chase.
That's
like,
how'd you get my number, Holmes?
That's how 2020 things work.
This is also the same nigga that walks into a hotel room and doesn't realize his wife is bleeding out on the floor and just steps over her to go wash his face.
So takes a dead body into a bathtub to hold her and cry. Like, nigga, if you don't go kill this man.
No, if you don't go get your kids. He didn't even realize his kids was gone.
He kidnapped his kids too. And he's just like, I'm going to just sit here and cry with my wife's dead body. Like, bro, you clearly don't care because you stepped over her to go to the bathroom beforehand and then noticed her body was in the mirror.
Like, what? He thought she was sleeping with red stuff.
Yeah. So this movie is
OD'd on strawberry syrup.
This movie is great bad because it's nothing like Good Time. Good Time is the indie movie Marcel and I like told you about.
Hey, nigga,
where it's just like hey, I'm trying to do this one thing, and every choice I make, it just keeps getting worse and worse for me until the end of the movie, and it kind of builds up like suspense. In this movie, it's just the cartel dude killing everybody. That's it. Just like any character, like, and the characters that you were supposed to be rooting for, they never do anything redeeming. They just die. Yeah. They just die out. Like, Shia LaBeouf got his entire chest tattooed with, like, in the movie, his name was Creeper or Lil Creeper or something like that.
Creeper is just Creeper.
It's just Creeper. So he got, like, I think a Mexican mother and her and their child tattooed across his chest with Creeper across his stomach. You never see the tattoo, bro. He's like, until like the scene where he dies, but he's already covered in blood, so you don't really see it. He didn't have to do it.
I can't front. This movie sounds like Dumpster Juice.
It starts off okay. Pretty interesting. You're wondering where it's going to go. Then it gets to a point where you're just like, yo, do I really need to watch this whole shit? This shit's terrible.
It's when they put George Lopez's head in the cooler. I'm telling you.
But from that point, it starts to spin into, oh, now it's just so bad that it's coming around to being good because I can laugh at how horrible this fucking movie is.
That's basically what happened. They even gave Shia the cauliflower ears as if he did like MMA at some point.
God.
You don't even get to see him show off that. So it's just like, what was the reason?
Wait, did he get
like
a real cauliflower ear?
That's a good question.
That would have been like, wild.
Yeah.
That's going through a lot of work.
That's but method acting.
Fucking dude just pulls up with his civilian ass sister who's in the movie for 5 minutes. He's like, what are you going to do? You know what I have to go do, Holmes. And she's just like, no. I know. Take me with you. I work at a shoe store, but suddenly I know how to shoot shotguns, Holmes. And now they're just like, taking out these dudes that are in a cartel and have been murdering people their whole lives.
Wait, did Shia speak like that the whole movie?
Yeah.
We never got to the bottom of that with the tweet. So Shia, he was supposed to be Spanish in the movie?
No, they never say anything to make you not believe he's just a white guy playing a Mexican. He said he's a white kid that grew up in the area and is
influenced
by it, yada yada.
Yeah, that's problematic.
As far as I'm concerned, it's just like, nah, you cast Shia LaBeouf to play a Mexican cartel gangster dude.
Instead of getting a Mexican guy to play a Mexican guy, you got a white guy to play a Mexican guy.
Yeah.
There was plenty.
You easily could have just had it in the movie like, they call him white boy or something, or gringo, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, all right, it's a dress. He's just a white kid.
Yeah, it actually would have been an interesting plot point.
Yeah.
It's not unbelievable.
It's the
little details.
No, it's not.
There's mad white people in South Central LA. Like,
that
like
movie is.
No, he's from Oakland.
My bad. From Oakland.
I don't even want to see it now because you're. You don't need to.
Like, you don't have to now.
Like, an hour.
Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna watch it.
Yeah, if you could get it on the Fire Stick or something like that, you just need something to laugh at. Right, just like, yeah, yo, bro, what the
fuck? It's definitely a good movie to watch, like, with other people so y'all could talk shit about it.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
James, we in there.
The trailer,
the whole fucking they got a fight scene in the bathroom where they break the toilet and water starts spraying everywhere and they're fighting in slow-mo for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm just like,
shit water?
Mad doodle nasty. Juice. Just spraying. Like that Chappelle episode. It was just
out of shape goon nigga. Just,
yeah.
You know what I am, man? I'm an inevitability. I'm inevitability.
Yeah. There's a scene.
Thanos.
There's a scene where he just like does what's that word? Brujaha?
Brujeria.
That chick. Where he like sacrifices a chicken and he slits this girl's throat and sprays blood all over like candles of Mary and then spits like tequila on it. And he's just like, he's saying a prayer. He's like, yo, protect me from the government, protect me from my enemies. All right, I'm gonna go send my guys to go kill more people now. And I was just like, all right, why'd you have to do all that if you're just gonna send your guys?
He already to go kill killed people before that.
Could have cut
he
the did. Prayer out.
So I'm just like, well, yeah. I don't know why we're doing all of this. There was like the one girl with the black body paint that just crept up out the shadow.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
That sounded like a good time. Like, I'm sorry.
Enchantress. Yeah.
Spitting wine on a nigga's neck.
Yeah, well, imagine, again, I don't see the fall here.
Imagine you get hired by a cartel to be the black body paint dude. And it's just like, yeah, I need you. I need you to come in.
How much does it pay?
Monday, Wednesdays, all, Thursdays.
It pays in not getting your head cut off.
Yeah. I think it's a cartel. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I won't be happy about it, but I'm doing it.
It's like, yo, I need you to come in Monday, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Paint will be supplied, and I need you to just undress and then douse your entire body in it and then go stand in the corner.
Okay.
And I'm not going to die. Cool.
It's like, are there any benefits to that? It's just like, yeah, I won't murder you and everyone you love. All right, cool. See you Monday. 7 a.m.?
6:30.
All right.
Yeah. There ain't no health benefits with a cartel. Like, what the fuck?
Well, the health benefits not dying.
Yeah,
that's like health care in itself.
Wow. Yeah, that is. I do care about that kind of health. But,
And yeah, they got dental. That,
yeah. No, the dental is we won't knock your teeth out.
Like exactly.
Like really, it's just preventative healthcare.
Yeah, exactly. It's like car insurance.
That's okay.
Body insurance.
It's body insurance.
I kind of like that. We should start that company.
Niggas ensure that you get to keep your body. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, you know who should be the spokesperson? Buffy the Body. Wherever she's at. I don't know, baking cakes.
She was locked up for a little while and then she got
what?
Out.
What'd she do? No, not Buffy.
I forgot what she did, but
that's like Olivia Lovely. Like one day she just disappeared and then like I Googled her one day and she was just like, yeah, I bake cakes now and I'm married with a son. And I'm just like, good for you.
Good for you.
What was the cake taste like, man?
What was the cake taste like?
I didn't say that.
Oh,
you said that.
Is it cake?
Is it cake?
Is it cake or are you just happy to see me?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, we can leave. We can leave
now.
We
can leave.
Okay, let's leave. All right. So Mark's not going to work.
I don't want to leave.
No, but he has to go to work.
Stay here.
No, James can stay by himself.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I'll do the podcast I do by myself.
It'd just be like him in space.
Yeah. By yourself. There you go. Okay, so as always, you guys can find me. What the fuck? You just started gyrating. Instagram, Twitter, DuckJota_ homebodymerch.com. We back. Production schedules on a regular cycle now. A pod called Blurred every Monday. Me, Marcel, and sometimes James. We just talk about comics in a very hood nigga way. And it's fun. And I love it. So yeah, go check all that stuff out. Home Babe Shop, Instagram, and Etsy. I think my girlfriend is selling air fresheners now.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she is.
There you go.
Air fresheners
and Michael.
I mean,
and Michael Scott. That one's
Prison Mike.
You're right.
They're custom. It was pretty cool. Like we were able.
So she could print whatever.
No, because you asked in a way that I didn't like. So no. So nah.
Yeah, it sounds like you're about to ask for some wild shit.
Yeah, Lewis is gonna have a pre-approved list of things he can ask.
Yeah, I kind of want to. I'm limited now. I kind of want a Chris-shaped air freshener.
Nah. What's that gonna smell like? Ray nephew.
Debt.
And Ray nephew. That's the saddest air freshener ever.
It's gonna smell like tears. I'm sad.
Tears of a sad clown.
Nigga, call you a clown. You gotta fight him.
Yo,
nah, he's right.
We all clowns, man.
Nigga, you call yourself a clown. Now you gotta fight yourself.
All right, Lewis, where can I find you?
Instagram, Twitter, Lewis the Designer is LUIS, the best way to spell Lewis the Designer. And coming out with a music video soon for On My Way. Be on the lookout for that.
Gang.
Shot by me, edited by her. James was somewhere in presence by spirit.
Facts. Holy Ghost status. Oxygen.
Where can they find you, James?
They can find me at JUST_Jivimus, the best way to spell Jivimus.
Yeah, it is.
JVMES. You dig?
Niggas can find me everywhere at DrumFoo, DRUM_FU on all social media platforms.
Yeah.
You bitch.
Yeah.
Also listen to a pod called Blurred.
It's a pod called Blurred.
When the imported video coming out, son?
Damn, I was just about to say that. Music video for imported.
Soon?
I'm waiting, bro.
That means 4 weeks.
But in the meantime, go stream that.
I'm waiting, bro. Yeah, I'm waiting.
Waiting?
So am I. Take it.
Say you ain't doing nothing, you nigga.
Yeah. Nice. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Maybe not.
Yo.
Wait, what do you know that I don't know? Talking about, well, maybe not.
Hey, nigga, the world could end at any time.
It could.
We don't know. I'm ready for it. That's bars.
I know something about foo. He went to Cranbrook. That's a private school.
I thought that was gonna go very loud. I was like, James went into after the podcast and say this. I'm scared.
that was way funnier than it should have been.
It definitely was.
I'm so glad it's recorded.
It was that was funnier surprise.
Than that was funnier than Beak Hours.
I'm two
Most
for two.
Funnier than
they're neck and neck, though. They're neck and neck.
They're beak and beak. They're beak and beak.
Y'all niggas are actually laughing at beak and beak.
Synergy. You ain't do the science or the math. You didn't do the niggatrometry on that one.
Niggatrometry.
I got one more. This is the Millie Flock.
Yo, Marcel, go to work, son.
Nigga.
What these two are doing?
These are pigeons flying Brooklyn.
They made it fuck on any coop.
You just made it worse.
Millie flock on any weight.
Yo.